Roman Penn and Tucker DeVries scored 16 points apiece, and Drake won its 10th consecutive home game, defeating Illinois State 86-75. Penn was 8 of 10 shooting, a distributed 6 assists. Kendall Lewis scored 20 points for the Redbirds. Number 14 Villanova has won a top 25 matchup. The Wildcats improved to 12-4 overall by pulling out a 64-60 win at 17th-ranked Xavier. Colin Gillespie dropped in 21 points, and Justin Moore scored 10 of his 16 in the second half to help the Wildcats secure a 5th straight victory. Elsewhere in that top 25 at college men's basketball action last night, it was at number 8 Duke over Wake Forest, 76-64. 10th-ranked Michigan State downed at Minnesota, 71-69. Number 12 LSU topped at Florida, 64-58. And again, number 14 Villanova got by number 17 Xavier, 64-60. In other men's college basketball scores, it was Bradley blowing out Evansville at 79-47. Maryland topped a Northwestern 94-87, and TCU edged by Kansas State 60-57. Top 25 college women's basketball, 10th-ranked UConn rolls by Butler 92-47. It was number 23 Oklahoma over 14th-ranked Baylor 83-77. Number 24 South Florida got by Tulane 75-62. And Kansas won in overtime over 13th-ranked Texas by a final of 70-66. An extra week of games, close finishes, and non-election year helped it propel the NFL to its highest regular season ratings in 6 years. The 272 regular season game averaged at 17.1 million viewers across television and digital platforms. That is a 10% increase over last season and is the league's highest average since 2015. It was expected that the audience would increase after the 2020 season was played in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, with empty stadiums presenting a strange viewing dynamic and many people's viewing habits changing. The first half of that season also occurred in the midst of a presidential campaign, where many were watching cable news channels. Former Cubs and Red Sox pitcher John Lester has announced his retirement. The durable left-hander, who won the 3 World Series titles during 16 years in the majors, told ESPN it's kind of a run, it's a course. Lester finishes a 200-117 record with a 3.66 ERA in 452 career games, including 451 starts. He also was a reliable postseason performer, compiling a 2.51 ERA in 26 appearances. Lester helped Boston win the championship in 2007 and 2013 and did the same for the Cubs in 2016. The Twins will retire the uniform number of former pitcher Jim Cott, who was recently elected to the Hall of Fame. Cott spent 13 seasons with the Twins and remains their all-time leader with 178 wins. NBA scoreboard from Wednesday was Washington over Orlando, 112-106. Boston defeated Indiana, 119-100. Charlotte topped Philadelphia, 109-98. It was Miami over Atlanta, 115-91. New York took care of Dallas, 108-85. Houston beat San Antonio, 128-124. It was Cleveland over Utah, 111-91. Sacramento knocked off the Lakers, 125-116. And Brooklyn routed Chicago, 138-112. Local sports coming up for you today in basketball action. It'll be Arweva at Loma. Coon Rapids Baird goes to Woodward Granger, East Sacks at Cherokee, and the Kemper game Friday night has been moved to tonight, so the Kemper girls and boys will be down at Glenwood tonight, normal start time there at 6 o'clock. In wrestling, Carroll and Perry are at ADM, Kemper, Coon Rapids Baird, and Ogden will be at West Central Valley, and East Sack, GTRA, and Kingsley Pearson go to Alta Aurelia. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.